Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch. And the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of The Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, here we go on a loaded Monday. Live in Los Angeles, it's The Herd. Great to have you back wherever you may be and however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. 1 hour from now, where Colin was right, where Colin was wrong. I was supposed to work last Thursday. I got a booster shot and got very warm for about 2 days, but I am back. I feel great. I want to thank everybody for tuning us in. You have a lot of options. A lot of people are off. The airports are jammed. So many of you are with friends, skiing, family, somewhere, and you're choosing us today. And Joy Taylor, who was awesome doing the show, and I'm gone, which is amazing.
Thank you.
And you crushed it, and you're clever, and I was at an area, and you were on the big screen, and you and Alex looked unbelievable on the air. It was like that. You looked a lot better than I would have looked.
Thank you. Well, it was quite an operation getting set up over there. I know I look like I'm very tall and statuesque, but I'm actually 5'2". So Colin is a foot taller than me, so it was a whole thing with the chair and a lot of adjustments. I was like, I'm not as tall as Colin, but we figured it out.
You did great. So, you know, it is, you know, when you're a single guy and you got all these cheesy pickup lines, right? And you got all these lines and I'm funny and everything. And after about the third date, you kind of out of lines and you kind of get exposed for who you are. Who are you and what are you? And it's the same way in the NFL season. We're in week 16. Everybody knows everybody's plays. You're not fooling anybody anymore. Like, you need guys who can make plays off script. And that, I want to talk about two teams to start the show. Dallas. I've been saying this all year. When I look at Dallas, McCarthy can drive me nuts. Dak is sometimes conservative. And I'll get to that in a second. But nobody's fooling anybody. And Dallas has playmakers. And the great Jimmy Johnson, Troy Aikman teams, they had playmakers. Who gives Nick Saban trouble in college football? Quarterbacks that can run around. Who gives Belichick trouble? Quarterbacks that can run around, like Josh Allen. But Dallas has defensive line playmakers and Micah Parsons wherever you line him up, and Trayvon Diggs at corner, and they had five different receivers with over 50 yards and running backs. And between the injuries and COVID, so much of this now, I was talking to GMs over the weekend. They're like, listen, it's survival. We're just trying to get through games with COVID and injuries. But Dallas, all their playmakers now are healthy. That's why they're surging. I mean, New England may have the best coach in the world and the best offensive coordinator and the best culture. New England doesn't have dudes that can make plays off script. And you can't fool anybody. Everybody's, you're playing division teams now. You've seen them twice. You know all their players. And so when I'm watching Dallas, is the truth is, after that third date, you get exposed. Well, after week 16 in the NFL, you are what you are. And what Dallas is, fast, athletic, rangy, multifaceted. And let me support two people who sometimes I'm critical of, Mike McCarthy. You can say what you want about Mike McCarthy. He went out, had a major issue at defensive coordinator with Mike Nolan, and he solved it. Like, they got to pay Dan Quinn to stay. Like, Dan Quinn's hit it out of the park. Simplify the offense, let all these playmakers play. So Mike McCarthy has mostly gotten out of the way. He sees how good this talent is. And by the way, Dak Prescott, and I've said this before, he can fall into a Dak and dunk. But again, I think Dak is smart enough that, and I said this last week, that he looks around at all these playmakers. And Dak's like, you know, if I don't screw it up, we can drop 30 every weekend. And that's what Dak does. If you look at his home and road splits, like, Dak never makes mistakes at home. He may not throw it downfield as much as I'd like, but it's almost like Chris Paul running the Suns. When you've got an Ayton and a Devin Booker and a Mikhail Bridges, just, I don't need you to drop 38. Get it to the right people at the right time, occasionally make a big throw or a play with your feet. So, you know, you get to this time of the year, the teams with playmakers, they're separating. And Dallas has a lot of them. And yes, they're well run. You know, I've said this before. You never get credit as like a president of a company or a country for the mistakes you avoid. Right? Like, we had a president recently. There's chaos every 15 minutes, every 15 days. You don't get credit in life if you don't have to solve problems you create. And that's where Mike McCarthy and Dak, they're looking around. It's like, we draft well, we run well, we sack well, we protect well. They've kind of gotten out of the way. So I think Dallas now feels like, as everybody's battling injuries and COVID and their scheme fatigue, Dallas feels like they've moved back into that 6-7 team Super Bowl bubble. And here's Mike McCarthy after.
We're playing more complementary football. That's the goal of the team. It's not to be the first. You know, I've been number one in the league in offense. So that doesn't guarantee a championship. Again, and when your team's lopsided that way, it's a lot harder on the defense and the special teams. So I think you're seeing a team that's more balanced. It's more complementary. You have the ability to win, you know, games in all three phases, and that's what we want to be. We still have a lot of work to do, and I think our guys recognize that. But, you know, we want to be complementary football. This ain't about statistics.
Yeah, and by the way, they're not dependent on any player or any unit. They've got stars on the defensive line, linebacker, secondary, wide receiver, running back, O-line Pro Bowlers, quarterback. Like, not dependent on any one thing. That'll get you knocked out of the playoffs fast. If you're dependent on a unit or a player. And Dallas isn't. Very impressive. So, I want to talk about the Buffalo Bills. And, you know, it doesn't matter if it's a team or a movie or a relationship. Some people just suck you back in. There's something about them. They're funny. They're dynamic. Buffalo, I had Buffalo getting to the Super Bowl. And they drove me crazy. They don't run the ball enough, although against New England this weekend, they actually committed to the run. But we always talk about the value of quarterbacks, and you know this. I'm not telling you anything. We talk about it all the time. We know they're important. Like, if you look at right now at the standings in the NFL, 7 of the 8 divisions are the best quarterback leads it or is tied for the lead. The only exception is the AFC South, and I'm not sure that division has a best quarterback. Tannehill, Carson Wentz, I'm not sure it has one. But in every other division, the best quarterback leads it or is tied for the lead. And the New England-Buffalo game was back and forth and close. And it really came down to three plays and one series, and it was all Josh Allen. And you just can't, it's priceless. You can't define how valuable. Fourth and one, New England's got it absolutely booked in, first down. New England had it perfectly defended. Next play, third and 10, big play. Shovel pass to Stephon Diggs. They get down to the red zone. And once again, New England's got the people in the right spot. Nope. Dawson Knox. Those three plays are the difference between punting to Mac Jones and crossing your fingers with Buffalo's defense and winning the division and leading it. Three plays, one quarterback. In each one, you got to be special at quarterback to be a special team. In each one, New England has it perfectly defended. Josh Allen, with all due respect to Jim Kelly, is a once-in-a-franchise player. 6'6", he's their best runner, huge arm. Those three plays are the game. And simultaneously, Mac Jones on back-to-back weeks. Scheme fatigue. People know what New England does. He is trailed in back-to-back weeks. And the difference between this game was all quarterback. Go look at the box score. Third down, Buffalo was great. New England was terrible. Yards per pass, Buffalo was great. New England was terrible. So back-to-back weeks, Mac Jones is trailing. He doesn't have the great run support. And what has he done in back-to-back weeks against the Colts and the Bills while trailing in the second half? He completes 51% of his throws, two TDs, two picks, a 66 passer rating. That's what he is. And again, I've said this about quarterbacks for a long time. What are you trailing? What are you when you have to throw? What are you when you don't have a great run game? This game, the coaches are great. There's very little to criticize New England and Buffalo. But when this game was done, it all came down to one has a superstar quarterback talent, one has a guy. And that's not a knock on Mac Jones. He's young. He's a rookie. But the ceiling is so obvious once everything's not lined up. He's trailing in the second half. They're facing a good scheme. He has to throw and everybody knows it. And that's why I keep falling in love with the Buffalo Bills. They're my Shawshank Redemption. Every time I'm bouncing around the TV set and Shawshank Redemption's on the movie, I just stop. It doesn't matter. I could be doing my taxes. It doesn't matter. I could be late for a meeting. I'm going to stop and watch the rest of the movie. That's Buffalo. When you are that gifted at the most important position and you can do so many things off script, I'm in. You can talk about Kansas City. If you asked them privately, who do they not want to face? I'm not even sure they'd say the Buffalo Bills. They would say Josh Allen. If you go back and look at those three plays, the fourth and one, the third and 10, the goal line, they are perfectly defended. They got two guys here. It's over. He gains 5 yards, 6 yards, 7 yards. Look at this, third and 10. Again, people, every doesn't matter, makes a play. Then go to the goal line. I mean, if you're Bill Belichick with your staff this morning, you're like, we had it perfectly defended. I'm not sure if there's two other quarterbacks in the league that can make all three of the plays. For our radio audience, I apologize. The fourth and one's incredible. How does he get 9 yards out of that? He's a quarterback. I mean, how? It's one of the best defenses in the NFL. Want to be special? Get special at quarterback.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet 5. That's it, $5, and get 200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero Pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero Pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
My first job out of college, I got a job in Vegas, and boxing was huge. Thomas Hearns and Marvin Hagler and Sugar Ray Leonard and Mike Tyson. It was just a great first job. Generally, you know, your first job out of college, you're working in Yakima, Washington, and covering like a minor league baseball team. I'm covering fights. And for about a seven-year period, it was just, I'm just a small-town kid. I'm watching the greatest fighters in the world. And very quickly, you do get attracted, and I did it as a kid. I like heavyweights with power. Tyson, Joe Frazier, Ali in his prime. I never liked Larry Holmes. And he just didn't have the knockout. It wasn't as dynamic. He had a great jab, and he knocked people out. He's a huge man. He's like 6'6". He was a huge man. But he didn't have, and I would never classify him as one of the all-time greats, although he was heavyweight champ forever. I mean, he had a long reign, Eastern Pennsylvania. But I never felt he qualified in his prime. He didn't have the punch. And Green Bay is the fighter that wins on points. I've seen them outplayed by Cleveland this weekend. Aaron saves them. Outplayed by Cincinnati this year, and Aaron saves them. And outplayed by San Francisco this year, and Aaron saves them. And the defense against Tyler Huntley saved them. Okay, Green Bay's point differential, and this is what Vegas pays attention to, for a 12-3 team with Aaron Rodgers, their point differential is plus 59. 43 of that is two games against the Bears and one against the Lions. They're 11th in the NFL, and thank God they play the Lions, or they'd be about 17th in point differential, meaning their margin for error is very slim. They play in too many close games, and we know they're in a division with two lousy teams, and Minnesota's not even good. I could say they have two lousy teams and a third average one. Is that their point differential is squeezed in the NFL in between two 8-7 teams. And they don't, half of their wins are one possession. Cleveland felt like they had more good players. And I don't want to hear about injuries for Green Bay. This whole league is hurt. Everybody's hurt. I mean, honestly, everybody in this league, it's COVID, it's injuries, it's I don't want to hear about excuses anymore. Cleveland had four picks. Should have had five, but four. At Lambeau. And Cleveland, using backup tackles, had a chance to win that game late. That's not good enough. You are good. And here's the other thing, and you watch this. They're pretty in their talent. Aaron teams are always pretty. But the playoffs are about getting in the octagon. They are 31st in yards allowed per carry. They're going to get absolutely controlled by San Francisco if they met them in the playoffs. You get into the post. Cleveland got 7-8 yards every time they wanted to. Either Nick Chubb or his backup. I mean, that offensive line is missing multiple starters in Cleveland. It's still great, guard, center, guard. They ran at will on Green Bay anytime they wanted to. Screens, anything to the backs worked. And so when I look at Green Bay, this is their – I wouldn't even classify it as kryptonite. It is an unsolvable issue. You can run the ball on them, and you start looking at the Rams right now. So Cam Akers is coming back with Sony Michel. Uh-oh. San Francisco, big run. Tampa's offensive line's got two Pro Bowlers. So be very careful. Be very careful if you're Green Bay. Like, I'm watching that game, and I'm like, how in God? It was one of the worst quarterback. I think I'm fair to say that. I don't think I'm picking anybody. I won't even mention his name. I thought it was one of the worst quarterback performances of the year in Lambeau. And you look up with 2 minutes left, and you're like, Cleveland's going to win this game. When you play multiple times this year, I've watched Kansas City, Buffalo, Tampa, just do a Tyson, just over Arizona early, overwhelms you. If you're a great college team like Alabama, you better have six blowouts. You got to have some blowouts on this stuff. I don't see it with Green Bay. And I've said all year, I think this team is so talented. But man, the last couple of weeks, it's eye-opening. Remember that game on when they played the Bears a few weeks ago? We're like, how is this close? Chicago doesn't even know who their quarterback is.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Meanwhile, Kansas City, we all know in America, nobody would deny this, we have income inequality. We have an income gap. I don't think there's any question about that. But there's a lot of gaps in America. We have a decision-making gap. You can see with COVID how people have handled it. Some of the income gap is unfair treatment. Some of the income gap could be decision-making gap. People get in their own way. I look at Kansas City, and this is I say this all the time. Little becomes big in America. If you look, let's say you want yourself, the next year, I want to lose weight. You don't really have to change your diet. If you stopped eating at 4 in the afternoon, like I do every day, I can't stop. I have to have a cookie at 4. That cookie becomes, over the course of a year, 3 pints of bacon grease. One cookie at 4 every day. I've done this before on the air. It becomes 3 pints of bacon grease. Is that little becomes big. And that those daily decisions you make that seem, you know what, I think I'm going to take this exit. I'm going to interview this person. Just little daily things we all do. You make so many of them. They become hugely influential to a company or a team. That's why judgment is wildly underrated. Decision-making gap. Some organizations make bad decisions daily, and they're all drafting top 10. So Kansas City is a great example. They were lost offensively 6 weeks ago. I mean, they were lost. And we kept saying, okay, Andy Reid's really smart, and the GM's smart, and the quarterback's smart, and Spags is smart, and they've got, like, really functional players. And you look up and you're like, oh, okay. No, they're really good again. And, I mean, the Patriots have not had a number one pick in a draft since 1993. And yet, down for a year, and what does New England do? 1 year, they reboot, and they're good again. Now, I don't think New England's a Super Bowl team. But the big difference between a lot of these sports teams is just these daily decisions. And these little cookie there and a little cookie there and a little chips and salsa here. And all of a sudden you look up and you're like, the hell, what's happening? It's like little becomes big. And this is a great example of Kansas City has just every week gotten like 6% better on offense, 6% better and better decisions. And you look up and you're like, yeah, it's the best team in the league. And so, you know, I had Jimmy Johnson on this show, it could have been 3 weeks ago, 2 or 3 weeks ago. And I was surprised by the answer because Jimmy was known as a great constructor of rosters. And I've asked Jimmy Johnson this before, and I say, like, if I said to you, what's the most important thing you look for in a player? And Jimmy always says the same thing, smart guys. Like, I don't want to have to keep teaching you the obvious stuff, like daily decisions by players and executives and coaches, just little stuff. You forget how many decisions you make. Watch Kansas City in 6 weeks solve their, and their offense was bad. Like, they didn't run the ball. They couldn't come. It was bad. New England, down for a year, right back up. Smart people, it's not linear. Trees don't grow to the sky. You're going to have bad weeks. You're going to have bad stretches, but they rebound really quickly. They solve their issues really quickly by simply solving the decision-making gap. There's a lot of gaps in America. Some of it is on each one of us to make better decisions. Just the daily grind every day in Kansas City has done it over 6 weeks. You know, Joy and I talked about this earlier. Denver's going to fire their coach probably and have to hire a new one, and Chicago's going to probably fire it, is that you're going to see organizations now, a lot of decisions being made by organizations. And I would go back to, I respect Mike Tomlin. I respect Pete Carroll. I respect Vic Fangio. I respect Mike Zimmer. Like, these are really good. I really believe they're good coaches. But you start looking around this league right now and take Cincinnati and Pittsburgh. Cincinnati chose a young offensive guy. Some thought, myself included, a little too young. Look at how they've developed all their offensive players, their receivers, their backs, their offensive line, their quarterback. If you look at the Steelers, who have a defensive coach, they have great young receivers. They have a great young back. They're rebuilding their offense. They're a mess. Now, you could just say it's Burrow, Big Ben, but Big Ben's had some good weeks this year. It's not all been bad Ben like yesterday. I mean, he's falling apart now, but he's had some very good weeks. But it goes back to all these teams now. You start looking around this league, it is dominated by offensive coaches. So the good news is I don't remember a year with this many great offensive candidates. But it's look at the current AFC playoff teams. The Chiefs, Tennessee is the outlier, and so is Buffalo. But Buffalo's in a division where all the coaches are defensive. And you go over to the NFC playoff teams, it's all offense. So big decisions for the Bears and big decisions for all these teams and Denver and I think Minnesota. But it's very clear what's happening. It's all in your hands. And I think Pete Carroll and Mike Tomlin are Hall of Famers and really good. But some of this Pittsburgh situation, it's on Tomlin. And a lot of this Seattle mess, it's on Pete. This is now back-to-back-to-back bad coordinator hires offensively by Pittsburgh. And maybe it's Russell Wilson, maybe it's the O-line, but they keep making all these moves in Seattle. The offense is still overwhelmingly dependent on Russell Wilson. It's time. I'm not sure in Pittsburgh. I'd stay with Tomlin. But I do think in Denver, I think in Minnesota, I think in Seattle, it's right in front of you, decision-making. Go offense.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA, by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
We call it Where Colin Was Right, Where Colin Was Wrong. We do it every Monday at this time. We look back at the last week, where I whiffed, where I nailed it, and here we go.
Where Colin was right?
Well, I've been saying this. Baker Mayfield, I'm sorry, he's not the guy. He has the most picks in the NFL since he was drafted, 54. He is literally hurting this franchise. It's one thing not to elevate your talent. It's another to hurt it. His judgment is terrible. His accuracy, that was his strength coming out of college. It's now a major liability. He throws behind everybody. His entire career, we're on four coaches now. His completion percentage is 62. His passer rating's 88. And he's 29 and 29. And don't kid yourself. This roster is excellent. That was the better roster at Lambeau Field. I'm not asking you to always elevate it. But you can't get in the way of a roster this good. And Andrew Berry, the GM, don't kid yourself. It's over. He's not getting the bag. They've made a decision.
Where Colin was wrong.
Maybe I just got too high on the Arizona Cardinals and Kyler Murray because they were so much fun to watch. But in the last 2 weeks, they've scored 12 points against Detroit and 16 against the Colts. And here's the thing, is the offense with Kingsbury, it feels one-dimensional. The Rams, when Matt Stafford struggled yesterday, they still run the ball.
If Carson Wentz is struggling, the Colts can run the ball. If Jimmy Garoppolo is struggling, Niners can run the ball. If Kyler's not right, this offense isn't right. It's very dependent on him. A little bit like Seattle, by the way, and Russell Wilson. Very dependent on one guy. And right now, they're not as good as the Rams right now. I don't think they're right now this morning as good as San Francisco if they played.
Where Colin was right.
When the Colts were 1-3, 1-4 earlier this year, we said, don't panic. They historically start slow. This team has too many good players, too good of a head coach. Their offensive line's right. Their defensive line's right. They've got cap space. They're going to be fine. And yes, they are. By the way, since they went 0-3, remember that? They've only lost one game in regulation. They are a playoff team. The culture is perfect. Hard Knocks has illustrated what they're all about. You would run through a wall for this coaching staff. And several of their players are also really good leaders. Carson Wentz is actually a little awkward. He doesn't have a ton of presence. It's one of those teams where they got a talented quarterback, but they're certainly not led by him. He's not their emotional leader or their physical leader. And a lot of people sold their Colt stock. We did not.
Where Colin was wrong.
But I had the Washington football team being an ugly 10-7 and winning their division. And I was very much an advocate of Ron Rivera. But now their defense is terrible. And it's been terrible most of the year. They're 30th in total defense. Last night you had teammates, one teammate swinging at another teammate. That was the most lopsided loss. This used to be the best rivalry in the NFL. It absolutely was. Washington and Dallas, when I was a kid for about 20 years, well, I wasn't a kid for 20 years, but it was the best rivalry in the NFL. That was the most lopsided score in the history of the franchise. The owner's obviously an F, but right now Ron Rivera is struggling, the culture's bad, and they're getting worse over time, and a lot of that's got to be on the coach.
Where Colin was right.
We said this a couple years ago, you got to get a succession plan for Pittsburgh, okay? He's not aging well. We know his off-season workouts. He doesn't commit at the line of scrimmage during the off-season. And we called it for years. They have no succession plan. And what you're seeing with the Pittsburgh Steelers offense is when somebody clings to the past. Listen, we're not saying it's easy. You generally don't go from Favre to Aaron Rodgers. You don't go from Peyton Manning to Andrew Luck. Like, that's not the way it works. We get the bumpy years, but they have no succession plan. And even in the win, did you notice this? The one thing you could always rely on with Ben was his arm. It wasn't his accuracy or his pre-snap decisions. It was the arm. Even in that Kansas City wind, he doesn't have it. Like, it's the end of a season, and he doesn't have the cannon.
Where Colin was wrong.
Well, I have been a supporter of Vic Fangio in Denver. I keep saying, yeah, they don't look like they're poorly coached, but this offense, I mean, they have tremendous running back talent, and they can't run the ball, and they can't stop the run. I mean, good God, they were outrushed by the Raiders, and the Raiders are, you know, they are going in a million directions, a splintered team. They had 18 yards rushing. Raiders had 180 yards rushing. And when I watched Denver and Vic Fangio, I said, watching yesterday, I felt like, okay, it's time. Like, they did not go big at quarterback. They're not creative. It feels stale. And frankly, it feels like the culture of football is moving away from an older defensive coach, Vic Fangio. And I've been a supporter, but I'm wrong.
Where Colin was right.
Giants and Jets do not have a Pro Bowl player. The two teams in LA have, what, 12? I've been on this for several years. New York has the worst professional sports footprint in the country. Everybody underachieves. Everybody is overhyped. The Jets and the Giants are poorly run. And I think some of this is it's hard to live in New York and they don't attract the best front office executives. They don't. It's easier to live in LA. People want to live on the beach. New York is harder. It's harsher. We also told you they would not fire Joe Judge. We said that's not the Mara family. They are patient and stubborn to a fault. But these organizations, and we had the Jets in fourth place, that's where they're going to end up. And we told you we'd give Daniel Jones until Thanksgiving, but everybody in the room by there will know what he is. And we all know what he is. But this is very predictable. Stubborn to a fault. poorly run New York sports teams remain the nation's embarrassment.
Where Colin was right?
I told you two games in, this Laker team couldn't shoot a three and could not hit a three. And they've lost five straight. And do not blame LeBron James. He's been fantastic. It's unbelievable. LeBron's given you 32, 10, and 5 during this streak, this five-game losing streak. But they don't shoot the three particularly well unless LeBron's hot. And they are 21st in defending the three. And Frank Vogel loves his bigs and loves his defense. And he has him 27th in defense. So this coaching staff, this is their strength. It's not offensive creativity. Vogel's a defensive guy. He did it in Indy. He did it with the Lakers in the bubble, and they won the title. The offense is essentially, watch it. Joy did. Give it to LeBron and cross your fingers. That is just not the NBA today. It is spacing. It is shooting. And they don't have it. They're really an old, boring NBA roster in a vibrant city of spectacularly entertaining professional franchises. The Lakers are the dud.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
So Jordan Palmer, founder of the Quarterback Summit, a program that helps quarterbacks reach their potential, and we often lean on him. As I was talking to him during the break, he's the first person that gets a look at all these high school quarterbacks and they develop. And, you know, sometimes people, you know, are a little broken, Josh Allen, and then he can fix them. And then he gives them to Brian Daboll and Brian continues that. And then some guys are ready to go. Mac Jones maybe has a lower ceiling, but he's kind of ready to go. Joe Burrow is just, I mean, it's insane that he threw for over five football fields yesterday. And I don't want to hear about the Ravens secondary. Everybody's banged up. COVID is flying through the league. And Jordan Palmer is now joining us live. Do you remember the first time you saw Burrow? Were you immediately taken? Because he's not the biggest. He doesn't have the, they're just, I always said there's a Romo quality. He's just kind of got an it thing, just the way his gait, the way he walks, the way he plays. Were you immediately taken by him?
Well, I was, and it wasn't, we didn't have cleats on or a ball in his hand. We were at a beach house. He came out to be a counselor at one of my camps, my QB Summit camps, and Josh Allen and Sam Darnold and Kyle Allen and a few other guys were sitting around a fire pit, and we were all kind of telling our stories, you know? And I just remember hearing his story and how he thought, this is going into his senior year, how he thought his senior year was going to go. And keep in mind, they were like 7-4 his junior year, right? And they were, I mean, nobody knew who the quarterback at LSU was, right? I don't think LSU fans did. And so senior, but the way he explained it and talked about what he was going to do with such certainty, I remember saying, I think it was Josh, I remember going, man, I hope this guy can spin it, because if he can, he's going to be really good. He's very confident in a healthy way.
Yeah.
And the next day he threw it and looked really good. And we said, wow, maybe this guy's going to do what he said he's going to do.
You know, it's interesting, Jordan. If you, the NFC, the team that leads every division in the NFC and every playoff team has an offensive coach. Everyone. In the AFC, you know, the Belichick and Sean McDermott are hanging around. But that conference is overwhelmingly led by offensive coaches. And this is nothing against Pete Carroll, Mike Tomlin, Mike Zimmer, Vic Fangio. Clearly, clearly capable guys. But you sort of see what's happening to the game and the rules. And, you know, kind of take me to what you see when you're teaching young quarterbacks, the advantages a quarterback has today, Jordan, that he did not have 10 years ago in this league.
Well, I think, for one, the rules change, and I don't want to spend too much time on it. It is what it is. I mean, it's just talk to the Ken O'Briens of the world, right? Guys who played 10 years in the 80s and early 90s. I mean, it's just a different game. But aside from your ability to hit the quarterback, I just think we've seen more stuff trickle from high school to college and college to pro. And it used to be the other way. It used to be colleges used to try and copycat things that were working schematically in the NFL. And so players are, they're more ready to play early on in their career. And then the last piece is the exposure that these quarterbacks get at a young age. If you're a superstar quarterback in high school, you've been interviewed a million times. You have a big social media following. You've played 7-on-7. I mean, hundreds and hundreds of 7-on-7 games, of which you're going to find 40 or 50 completions in each of those games. And so I just think, the evolution of the quarterback position, it's just, it's more bottom up now. Players are entering into college more ready to play. That's why we see guys win Heismans in their first seasons. And then we're seeing so much success at the quarterback position early on. I mean, Joe Burrow's kind of just completed his first season, really. Played seven last year, and how many he played this year, and is off to historic pace. So I just think these players, these quarterbacks are the beneficiaries of that. But at the same time, this position's never been more equal opportunity. We got 5'11 guys getting drafted high, winning Heismans. Two different Polynesian kids have been taken with top five picks. That wasn't, that wasn't the case years ago with Tua and Marcus Mariota and the success they've had in college and the NFL. So we just, it's so across the board, tall guys, short guys. We've had two players from North Dakota State selected in the top three picks in the last 5 years. What? And so it's more equal opportunity, but at the same time, it makes it more difficult to have success because there's such a larger pool of really talented quarterbacks that are developing at a young age.
So you worked with Josh Allen, and it's interesting. When you get a talent like Josh Allen, you know, all quarterbacks have to be managed, I guess. Joy and I talked about this. You have to manage everybody, even Brady at some point. You don't want him being out there throwing 45 times, especially at his age. You want to give him a power run game. He can do play action. But with Josh Allen, there is a part of him, that last drive against New England, it just, they had it defended perfectly three times. Will Josh Allen's issue going forward be, what do you let him do and what box do you want to put him in? How would you coach him going forward?
Well, I think it's really clear that Josh has gotten to a point where he's not starting to make plays, right? That this isn't a conversation about, boy, Josh has really elevated his game. Look at him make plays. He's always made plays. That's why he was the fifth or seventh pick in the draft, whatever he was, right? Coming from a school where they didn't win a bunch of championships. What it is he's mitigated his risk. You used to be, a lot of Josh's mistakes came when he was rolling to the right. And there's a throw he made at Wyoming versus Boise State. I think his second to last year, he's rolling to his right. He throws one 50 yards back of the end zone. This play that all the scouts drooled over. And then his rookie year, he'd make plays rolling to his right. It's also where he'd throw picks and take unnecessary hits out of bounds. And his second year, he still did it, but he did it a lot less. Last year, he only did it a couple of times where he rolled to his right, trying to make a play and force something that wasn't there. This year, I do not believe that he's done it once. So for Josh, it's not about him elevating his game in terms of the playmaking ability. That's been there. I mean, he jumped over Anthony Barr 3 or 4 years ago. but now it's the mitigating the risk. And so you're seeing him put himself and Daboll or whoever's dialing it up, putting him in a position to go ahead and not just make the play, but make the decision on whether or not the play needs to be made. And I think that's been the growth of Josh Allen. And that is, we can talk about the lack of run game, but the reality is you have to, the run game is one of the answers in the playoffs that traditionally works, but I don't think we've ever seen a quarterback like Josh Allen. And so would I love for them to rush for 150 a week? Yeah, it'd be great. But they have other answers that I just don't think other quarterbacks have right now, and that's going to make them very, very scary here come January.
You know, I was joking with a friend yesterday as I was watching the game. I was on the phone, and I said, ever since Mahomes came in the league, he's so good and gifted. Now a lot of quarterbacks are doing this arm angle thing. And I'm like, listen, Patrick, that's his thing. And now Stafford does it more than I recall, and Carson Wentz does it more. And I'm like, okay, guys, you can honor him. Maybe once a game I'll give you a sidearm throw. But it is funny. I do feel like I like old traditional, boring Justin Herbert, Tom Brady. Just give me the old conventional stuff. But it is interesting, and I wonder if you've seen this. I do feel like sometimes a lot of young quarterbacks are looking like at a Mahomes, and everybody sees this arm angle stuff, and the analysts, you know, this is otherworldly. And I think the conventional thing worked for almost my entire life. And sometimes I think almost Mahomes falls in love with it. Do you sense any of what I'm saying here? Do you see any of it?
Yeah, any analyst who's going to make a comment on this, copy and paste what I'm about to say. So here's the deal. To throw a football, we have to have stability in our lower body to create mobility in our midsection or our trunk. The other thing is, the further your arm gets away from you or any of your extremities get away from your body, the stronger your core has to be able to have control. So it's really hard to maintain control when your arm goes at a non-traditional angle, or your leg gets out really wide. The further we get away from our core, the more core stability we need to have there. So when you see Mahomes or Stafford, and those are two perfect examples of them throwing a sidearm while they're leaning over that right side, that is not a trick shot. They have leverage in the ground with both feet. They have stability in their lower half because they've trained their bodies to have that. And they've increased their mobility in their midsection so that they have great control when they make a throw like that. And there's a bunch of them on tape. Burrow's doing it a lot right now. Josh Allen's doing it a lot. A lot of guys do it a lot right now. Lamar's had that since college.
Yeah.
But it's not a trick shot, right? This is not a fadeaway jumper from a corner from a 14-year-old. Steph Curry's shooting a fadeaway jumper from the corner with three dudes in his face. That's a high percentage shot because of the way that he's developed and trained. And with these quarterbacks, these aren't trick shots. This is a great stability in their lower half that leads to great mobility in their trunk, which leads to great control as they get sidearm or awkward angles.
You know, it's interesting. Baker Mayfield just hasn't been an accurate NFL thrower. He's had four different coaches. And, you know, listen, I remember when he came out of the draft, people talked about accuracy, and then I saw him against Georgia in a bowl game. And I remember thinking, you know, when you speed the game up, he's not that accurate. Like, everybody's accurate in a clean pocket. And I think a lot of people are saying he's broken. And I'm like, is accuracy, are some guys just, you get them when they're 16 or 17. Some guys are just innately accurate thrower of the football. And I watch Baker now. It's the fourth year. It's sailing. He's skipping. He's behind guys. And I'm like, maybe he's just not naturally, he's just not innately a accurate thrower of the football. Some guys, I mean, Brady, even as great as he is, it's this constant repetition to hone, to craft, to hone. I mean, can you fix Baker's accuracy issue?
Well, I don't know specifically enough about Baker, you know, in terms of breaking him down and what it is. I haven't watched him like that. But I would say that anytime somebody does not progress in accuracy, somebody who's talented, right? I mean, Baker's dude was a walk-on at two schools, a finalist for the Heisman three times and won it once. So this is not some random kid off the streets. This is a very accomplished football player. But when you see somebody progress, or when I see somebody that does not progress, my eyes go to a couple of things. One, it's just that you use the word repetitious. It's creating the same movement patterns over and over and over again, to the point where you become, you know, it becomes second nature, and it's a feel thing, and you're fixing a feeling, not a result. So when I work with young guys, we try and coach a result, right? Get it up a little to the right, you know, put a little bit more underneath it. When I work with older guys, it's all about a feeling. I don't care about the result. They have to chase that feeling. The second thing is, we got to judge, to be accurate, you've got to judge speeds and angles. So part of this, there's a vision component of this. It just does not get talked about very often because it's not cool and sexy. But you got to judge somebody's speed and angle. You're not throwing it to a spot on the sheet of paper that the play designed it to. It's feel, it's speed, it's angles. And then the third thing is, you got to be able to control the football. You got to be able to control the tempo and the accuracy and the velocity. So there's a lot of things happening there. And so what I do is, I don't sit here and do drills with guys and hope they get better. We try and break it apart. What is the issue? Is it a vision issue? Is it a judging speeds and angles issue? Is it a you doing the same thing over and over again issue? Or is it just your ability to control the football? Because each of those things have a different path towards addressing it. And with most guys, it's kind of an element of a couple of those things. You build an offseason around it. You have a coach that's on their staff who's on board with that. And then you can see some development really quickly. I've seen it with some high school, college, and some of the guys we're talking about on the segment.
So Jordan just launched the Quarterback Summit Tour. Quarterback Summit Tour. It's 12 camps in 10 cities. 12 camps, 10 cities. Quarterbacks, young ones, 11 to 17. So a lot of these guys, they want to be the starting quarterback in their high school, 11 to 17 years old. Check out quarterbacksummittour.com. There's a reason we bring him on. It's really a science. It's great seeing you again. Happy holidays to you, your brother, your family, and continued success making us all smarter, man.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Colin.
You bet.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dakovas.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.